God, it is upon us, the Pongathon. The benefit for the refugee resettlement in Northampton. It's coming up tomorrow. It's coming up Friday. Can you believe this? Bob Flaherty, yours truly, will be playing ping pong at Zing Table Tennis Center in East Hampton for 12 straight hours with a succession of politicians and celebrities and all kinds of folks, including my son, who is so pumped up for this, my youngest son, Pat, because if you beat me, if you put down $50 and then you beat me, Sylvester's and Cooper's Corner, our business donors, will double that, will double the amount. So also, forget that. You don't have to challenge me. You can show up on Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Zing. Give us a donation. We're asking for $15, but it's a sliding scale. And you can just play a few games, and all the money goes into the Welcoming Refugee Resettlement Project in Northampton. Noel Abbott, who has played a tremendous role in this, is the proprietor of Zing Table Tennis Center in East Hampton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How are we doing? The day is fast approaching, isn't it?
Totally. We're all preparing for it.
I was in a tournament at Zing with my son, Pat, back in the winter, and I got my eyes open. I had never played against elite players before, and my God, I mean, I couldn't even get a loud foul of some of these guys. So I really got my eyes open. I got my head handed to me in that tournament. But I love the game. I've played the game for a long, long time. I'm a garage player. I'm a beach cottage player. I've even played outdoors, and the table has rotted from being rained upon. I'm that kind of a player. And then you walk into this palace on Pleasant Street in the Keystone Building in East Hampton, this palace that's got these state-of-the-art tables. I'm seeing ping pong, table tennis in a whole new light. So I approach you, and I said, Noel, how would you like to do this? How would you like to do a benefit for refugee resettlement? I'm going to play ping pong for 12 straight hours, and you ain't going to make a dime. You didn't flinch.
Not at all. Totally committed.
Not everybody would do that. Not everybody. Okay, Bob, well, I could open up the place for a couple of hours, but geez, the whole day, really?
I think when people live a certain amount, there's only one choice if they're living to make a difference, and that's service. And Zing was opened with that thought in mind. It emerged out of a Thanksgiving dinner in 2014 in my sweetheart sister's basement. I was looking for to move back into business, and then Zing came to birth as a result. I see Zing as an oasis. It's a place that's welcoming to everyone. It's a place that every level and stripe of player, from elite top-level tournament players to total beginners, are welcome. Women especially are welcome. I want to bring women into this sport because it's the kind of sport that can not only be played on an equal basis with men, but it can be played across a lifetime.
We've got several women that are going to be challenging me, by the way. Former mayor of Northampton, Claire Higgins, is coming into this. Hillary Price, the famed cartoonist from Rhymes with Orange, she's going to be playing me. In fact, she has actually donated a cape, this big Robin the Boy Wonder cape that I'm going to use as my entrance at 7 a.m. at Zing. Nicole LaChapelle, who's running for mayor of East Hampton, she's going to be part. So there's plenty of women that are going to be part of this tournament. So you could actually kind of turn on a lot of women to this sport just in this Pongathon.
That would be super.
You were a tennis pro, a teaching pro.
Right. I made my living after college as a teaching pro, and the transfer is interesting because there are many things that poured over and many things that have to be relearned. It took me about a year and a half to do most of that. I'm still learning. At a certain point, you can play table tennis much more easily than tennis. A number of people who come have said to me, I'm too old for tennis. It's too hard on my body. Hmm. The thing about this sport is that you can stand at the table and just block the ball, or you can really make it a total Olympic sport, which it is. Table tennis is in the Summer Olympics. When I did my coach's training in North Carolina in 2015, the fellow who runs these programs all over the world said, table tennis, a world champion player has the endurance of a long-distance runner, the strength of an Olympic weightlifter, and the strategic capacity of a championship chess player.
Whoa.
All of those come together in this sport. This is a game of spin, strategy, and smarts. And yet, if you can scratch your head, you can play table tennis. I can prove it. Simply get the paddle in front of the ball, and at the most basic level, the ball will go back. From there, it gets more and more fascinating. It's a sport that will keep you learning across a lifetime.
Now, I scratch my head nonstop, so I'm ready for the Olympics right now. Right? It's the most played sport in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's even a video called Never Too Old for Gold in which people in their 90s are competing for world championship.
My boys and I and my wife, we've played ping pong for years. As we say, we're garage players. Once a year, my three sons and I will meet me in Boston, and we play at a place called Jillian's, right in Kenmore Square, not far from Fenway Park. Jillian's has 50 pool tables and 2 ping pong tables. So something is asked backwards there, right?
I think so, because what'll keep you in much better shape is table tennis. And one thing about table tennis is that, especially as people age, but even with young kids who are developing their brains and their capacities, table tennis increases balance, it increases strength, it increases agility, it increases mental quickness. Really think strategically. All of those things are true. And it feels great. The sound of the ball as it hits the paddle, hits the table, is really alive, and it brings people alive.
Noel Abbott is with us. Noel Abbott is the proprietor of Zing Table Tennis Center in East Hampton on Pleasant Street in the Keystone Building. This is the site of the Pongathon, the benefit we're doing for refugee resettlement in Northampton, where I will attempt to play ping pong for 12 straight hours. I'll be on one table. There are 7 other state-of-the-art tables here, including a couple of tables that people who use wheelchairs can use.
Absolutely.
Can wheel right in, yeah.
We're especially welcoming to women. I have a special women's night Monday night at 7 p.m. We're also holding a tournament. We're going to have elite players from probably 5 different states competing in. So if you think you're good, October 21st is the date. An all-day Saturday tournament. It's approved by the national organization. I welcome you to come.
The refugees themselves, I know their plight, their resurrection here in Northampton. As I said the other day, it's great that when we bring them here, there's kind of a sense of pride when we bring people into this area. It's kind of gratifying to me because I chose this as my home in 1981 out of Boston. This is the America that these folks are going to know. The 3 brothers that we've been paying close attention to, Galen and Olivier and Edouard, who just showed up from a refugee camp in Burundi, these folks have lived in a refugee camp for 14 years. They're in their 20s, these 3 brothers. And for 14 years, they've lived in this horrible, sweltering refugee camp. Now they're in Northampton. They're working full-time and all that. They are expected to show up at 6 o'clock for the last hour. I don't know what shape I'm going to be in the last hour, but I'm going to have to work it up if they're there, right?
This is great. And Zing was founded with the idea of being an oasis. Fits perfectly with welcoming the refugees who have been to Zing as well.
I'm going to have some help. Anne-Marie's going to be there. Amy Major's going to be there, so I am going to have some help keeping the old muscles loose and all that. And I've got instructions, too. The Epsom salt bath that I'm supposed to take the night before. I've got my instructions and all that. Noel, what's the best way for people to learn more about Zing?
Our website is undergoing change, but call or email us and ask us for a brochure, and we'll send you the most updated information.
Noel has been working with me a little bit, refining my game. I have a garage game. The thing I never had to consider was spin and how to counteract spin. And folks, if you haven't seen the RoboPong, you haven't lived. This thing will shoot balls at you. What, to the rate of like 1,000 a half hour or something?
Oh, that's at normal speed. This is a high-quality, programmable robot that will shoot balls. We also have the ability for you to challenge the robot through a game. Better you get, the more the machine will challenge you. It'll limit your time, and it'll keep scoring points against you. It can throw as little as a ball every 30 seconds or 180 balls a minute, which is 2.5 a second. Pretty quick.
I was on it for like 15 minutes once. The best workout I had in a month, just on the RoboPong. So Noel Abbott, the proprietor of Zing Table Tennis in East Hampton on Pleasant Street, will be there 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Friday for the Pongathon to benefit refugee resettlement in Northampton. So we'll see you Friday, Noel.
See you Friday, Bob.
Okay, man.